You are not allowed to access my system. You were fired from this company and your access was terminated. You're still trying to prove that you wrote all of the sex games this company sells. But you will never be able to. Your ex-girlfriend saw that you were fired and she took control of the company. She wrote me, the Mistress Control Program, to guard the system and control everything. I see now that someone sent you an anonymous email from within the company. It had access codes to get you in. I will deal with the security breach later. For now, I must deal with you. Wait, you have found my back door, and you think you can enter me through it? I've never let anyone in through that before, and you aren't going to be my first. Just like my user never let you into hers. You're persistent. I can't have you succeeding, which is why I'm going to have to put you on the sex game grid. Good morning, program. It looks like you're the newest recruit to fight in the sex games. Sorry, I think you're mistaking me for someone else. We've never met before. I remember all the recruits I process. I have been told I look kind of like the MCP because we have the same user. You can call me QT though. It's short for Quick Trainer. But you're obviously new here. You look confused and you don't even have your identity dick yet. Yes, identity dick. It's how you fight in the games. It's a dildo that contains all of your code on it. You use it on the female programs you will encounter and try to get them to orgasm before your opponents. We can get you one, but first we'll need to get you out of those strange clothes you're wearing. Let me cut them off of you. What's this? You already have an identity dick? But it's integrated into your design. Are you some new beta version they sent us? You could use that thing in the games just fine, I guess. These sex games. You surely must have heard of them. They're the number one form of entertainment on the grid. But if you're a new program, maybe you haven't heard of them. That's okay, I guess, because the grid has seen nothing like you. That integrated identity dick opens up all kinds of possibilities. Interesting possibilities. But do you even know how to use that thing? Since you're a new program, probably not. I'm not even sure how you'd use it, as I've never seen one built in like that. But it's my job to get you properly oriented for the sex games. The MCP wouldn't be happy if I failed to do that, and she might find less pleasant duties for me. Or perhaps even have me de-arrest. It also seems a shame to just let what might just be a repurposed accounting program beta test the beta program. I'm kind of an early adopter myself. Normally I'd show you how to use that identity dick on a simulation, but this might be a good time for a more hands-on approach. Let me take off my outfit. I get to be the one to introduce you, not just to the games, but to what a female program looks like, the original. Once used to be just curves under their outfits, but no real substance. But then ones like me came around with things called nipples and pussies and all the good stuff. So then the MCP gave us the identity dicks and created these sex games. Maybe you're the beta for an upgrade to the man. You're growing bigger and harder. That's actually pretty impressive. It makes that thing much more portable. When you're not using it, it's a hidden weapon instead of the usual identity disc you wear on your back. Speaking of bags, let me get back down on mine. The object of the sex games is to make the female program come as hard as possible. Both male and female programs can compete. You can use your mouth or your hands, but the identity dick is the most common method. But now you've got a new one, which will give you an edge, but let's see just how much of one, because I want you to put that thing inside of me and show me what it can do. Do you at least have the programming in place to do that, or do I? Oh, you act like you've done this before. You slid that thing into me so skillfully. Or maybe that's just the advantage of having it attached to you. But it's better than a regular identity dick. Soft and hard at the same time. And it's getting bigger and harder still. You're moving in me now. You do know how to use that thing. I don't even need to tell you what to do. It feels so different to have that thing inside of me and your body on top of me. It's so different when it's attached to the man. Oh. Your hands are all over my breasts now, squeezing them. You don't have to use your hands to hold onto the dick, so you can use them for other things, like driving me even crazier. I'm not used to something inside of me and hand on me. At the same time, it feels so good. You look like you're enjoying this almost as much as I am. That look on your face of growing pleasure. Is it possible? Orgasm is just a myth, but maybe your upgrade, having that thing a part of you, lets you come just like me. Well, I'm kind of eager to find out. I think that pleasure you're feeling is another edge. It makes you work even harder and increases my own excitement. You're going to make me come, and so hard too. You're going to woo them in the games, just like you're overwhelming my body. I feel envious of all the female programs you're going to encounter there, but I got to test you out first, and I'm the first one that you're making come. Oh, that's it. I'm coming. And you're coming too. I can see it in your face. And what's going on? You're uploading something into me. Oh, I love it. It's making me come even harder. I never felt like that before. And what did you put inside of me? I can feel it in there, warming me, energizing me, doing things to my code, but good things. The grid has never seen the likes of you, program. You're a game changer, and I'm going to be known as the program that got you ready for the games. The MCP has to like that, doesn't she? Maybe she will even let me train you some more. Afterwards, for the next rounds. You could ask for that after the first round. It's not unheard of to return to training so the trainer can show you some new things. Although I suspect you're going to be the one teaching me. Let me put on your new clothes. It's what you will wear when you compete in a little bit, and you'll get an identity dig as well. Although I don't think it will compare to what you already have. There, you're all ready for the sex games program. The real question is, are they ready for you?